Well, we've always been divided, and I would contend that it's not racism that's dividing us.
Young, who turned 85 this past June, has witnessed many decades of racism, conflict, and the fight for civil rights and social justice. Young worked closely with Martin Luther King Jr. in the 1960s through the civil rights movements.
Dr. King divided our problems into threefold. He said, we are trying to redeem the soul of America from three evils, racism, war, and poverty. And I think we've gone a long way toward ending legal racism.
Young points to problems with racism through poverty and economics.
Poverty is also a result of a kind of a chronic sickness in the society. And we're going to cure it when we realize its economic roots, that it's really much more intelligent and decent and moral and inexpensive to educate people than it is to incarcerate them. And the irony of it is, say, take the health care bill. There are probably 10 times as many white people as need health insurance as there are black people. And yet, because they called it Obamacare, the Senate thinks of it as being for black people.
Young also responded to our questions about creating racial equity in schools and workplaces.
I have never wanted to be just equal to white people. I mean, this is not a racial argument. I mean, I have this argument with my son. He gets very, very angry with me because he said, you've been around money all your life and you're still broke. And you choose to disrespect money. And he said, you gave us the worst of both worlds. See, we got fame with no fortune. I said, well, okay, but in order for you to have whatever you've got, it was important for me not to be distracted by trying to get myself rich.
Young was very fair in his response to our question about his thoughts on President Donald Trump.
I think that he's a victim of the same thing we are, that nobody understands the world we're in right now. And his instinct is to fight. And that's the way he's done all of his life. And I think you can't bully people when everybody's got an atomic bomb. It's calling us to think things through.
While at Buff State last night, Young spoke to about 90 Buffalo Public High School students who just completed the Upward Bound program for the disadvantaged. Young says he always tells youth the advice his father gave him.
Well, I tell them the same thing my daddy told me 80 years ago in New Orleans, Louisiana, where it was a whole lot worse than it is now. And what he said to me was, don't get mad. When you lose your temper in a fight, you lose the fight. Don't get mad, get smart. And said, to use your mind, and you have to think your way through things. And don't get emotional, because when you get emotional and get angry, the blood runs from your head to your feet and your fist. You're not going to win every fight, but you can think your way through any fight. And so that's the way we had to survive in the South. And, of course, now people think they have rights. We knew we did not have any rights. The only right we had was to use our own sense and our own abilities to stay away from trouble. The Nazi Party headquarters was 40 yards from my house, and people were hailing Hitler. And this was 1936, and I was 4 years old.
Most powerful in my conversation with Young was his reflection of being right next to Dr. King when he was assassinated by a bullet in April of 1968.
And he went upstairs to put on his coat to go out to dinner, that a bullet penetrated his neck and that it severed his spinal cord. And he probably never heard it or felt it.
Dr. Martin Luther King, the apostle of nonviolence in the civil rights movement, has been shot to death in Memphis.
He recalls the last time he spoke to Dr. King.
I came into a meeting late because I had been in the courtroom, and he knew that, but he was feeling playful, and he picked up a pillow off the bed, and he slammed it upside my head. I said, what is the matter with you? He said, you've been gone all day. I said, I've been in court testifying, trying to keep you out of jail.
Your best memory of Martin Luther King?
Oh, I have so many, but I think the memories I have of him are all with him laughing, joking, and having a great sense of humor. he loved to tease, and he loved to kid, and he loved to you know, crack jokes on people. He could be a ventriloquist, you know, almost acting like an Eddie Murphy or Richard Pryor, not a preacher.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.